What does wanting do to your spirit, health, wealth? Greed is an energy that is coming directly from the selfish gene. Greed is wanting. But the wanting is a fixation. It blocks the flow. Life wants to give you what you need. Greed wants you to have what you want. And greed doesn't care about anything else. It wants what it wants when it wants it, and doesn't want what it doesn't want when it doesn't want it. And that is a prescription for a life of misery, resistance, belligerence, and illness. I have a few clients who are fixated on something that they don't want. The end of the world, a catastrophe, a terrorist attack, cancer, etc. What they don't know is this: greed is doing it, the seemingly opposite of not wanting, but the blockage, the blocking the flow is exactly the same energetic blockage, it is the same mechanism. Whether the switch is in on or off, wanting or not wanting, it blocks the flow. This is what the Buddha was referring to when he supposedly said, "Give up wanting." The whole world, including the Buddha, thought that it's giving up possessions, career, success. BS. Narrow cone of vision decision. It is possible to live a successful life without wanting and without not wanting, aka resisting. If you need to do it in the physical realm, force breathing, calisthenics, yoga, dancing, then you will fail, without the capacity of letting go of greed, without the capacity of letting go of wanting to control your world, you fail. You can't control and be free at the same time. You can't control and be at ease. And you can't control and be free to be yourself. It's a question of who has the power. When you try to control, greed has the power. When you want to hold onto a relationship, your concern, a version of greed, has the power. All concerns are a variation on the same theme, greed. Worry is a variation on the same theme, greed. Anxiety, ditto. So can get back your power by releasing your desire to control. No other way. It is mandatory, if you want to experience a life of grace, ease, freedom, and power. To experience the good life, as some call it, you need to release the stuck energy, you need to restore the flow. And doing that, many drop the extra weight, recover from debilitating conditions, restore their relationships with others, restore it to workability. Why? Because a life dominated by greed is a life that is half life and half death. Having to, needing to, wanting to, and should are also expressions of that same greed. You can see that most of your day is spent in these. When you are doing something, and when you don't. No matter what you do. It is under the influence of greed, you either go with it, or you resist it. That is your life. Greed. That is until you get the capacity of letting go. Will it be easy? I don't know, probably not. It may be dramatic. You may get physical symptoms. Be prepared. But don't give up. Getting your life back should be more than a fair exchange, even if you have side effects. And for the small price of the activation. Please turn on the allowing capacity for me. Where you are heading is where life is delightfully funny. Dot. Dot.